Father, we are just grateful as always for the opportunity you give us to come together in prayer. We lift up your name, we magnify you, we glorify you, we exalt you, O God. We just declare that indeed the heavens are your throne and that the earth is your footstool. You have authority and power, total dominion, O God, in this realm. Your word, O God, rules over all things. Your kingdom, O God, is above all other kingdoms. Father, you deserve all the praise. You deserve all the glory. And Father, as we come into prayer tonight, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come not in our own strength, but Father, we come in His. And Father, as we approach the throne of grace boldly, we come not in our own righteousness, but we come in His. And Father, we come, O God, not empty-handed, because you have made us kings and priests unto you, O God, but we come by the way of the blood of Jesus. And we say, God, tonight, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication, God. Holy Spirit, we need you in this prayer. Lead us and guide us, for you are the one who knows the mind and the will of our God. Let our prayers be in alignment with what heaven has mandated to take place in this hour. And Father, as we lift up our voices, let our hearts be in tune, O God, with whatever is taking place. Let the heavens begin to move. Let things begin to shift around us, because prayer is going forth. Let the Spirit begin to agitate things in the atmosphere, in the homes where prayer is proceeding from, O God, from the hearts that are praying tonight. Let there be an agitation in the Spirit, in the atmosphere, to come into alignment and conformity with what heaven has said. And Father, we say, let thy kingdom come, O God, and let thy will be done here on earth, O God, as it is in heaven. That which you ordained before the foundations of the world, that which you said, O God, would take place in this hour, we come into alignment with it, O God, and we say, let it be done unto us, O God, according to thy word. That which you decreed, O God, is marvelous in our sight. We say, let it be done, O God, according to your will. And Father, when you look at whatever has been said, your word, O God, indeed will perform. And your word indeed, O God, will accomplish everything that you sent it to accomplish in this hour. For your praise, O God, and for your glory alone, we thank you for every man and every woman that's on the prayer line, even for those that will come and hear the prayer later. Father, may they receive an impartation of the anointing that is present. May the anointing move in their lives and break yokes that must be destroyed. May the anointing move in their lives and set them to new realms of understanding and new dimensions of existence. We thank you, O God, for the work you are doing in their hearts, for the work you are doing in their minds, for the work you are doing in their homes. Our God, you are being lifted up, O God. Your name is being exalted in their midst, O God. Their lives are being brought into the conformity of your will. Your designs, O God, are being made manifest in their midst, O God. Your peace that surpasses all human understanding is being released in their midst, O God. Their lives are changing for the better. You are moving them from glory to glory, from faith to faith. You are moving them from one dimension of existence to another. You are opening up their eyes, O God, to a higher level of revelation. Their hearts, O God, are apprehending and comprehending that which you are releasing. And Father, you are giving them faith to be able to act on the revelation that you are revealing. As you are imparting your faith unto them, O God, may they have faith to move mountains that are in the way. Faith, O God, to change situations and circumstances, because they are standing steadfast on your word, as your word is building up faith in them, as your word is sanctifying them, O God. Bring them to that expected end that you ordained, O God, concerning them. Every gift that you placed inside of them, O God, is coming to its fullness. God, everything that you ordained for their destiny, you are giving them the grace, the mercy, and the strength, O God, to be able to walk it out in the name that is above any other name. Every resource that they need, O God, to accomplish their assignment, you are releasing, O God, for you are indeed Jehovah Jireh, their provider and their provision. We thank you, O God, that even in this hour, if their bodies are in affliction, if there be any sickness and any disease, we declare that you are still Jehovah Rapha. You are still the one who heals every sickness and every disease. We say, God, even in this hour, let healing virtue flow. Let healing power flow to the parts of their body, O God, that need a touch from heaven. And let there be total and complete restoration. We stand on your word, O God, when you declared by your stripes, O God, by his stripes we were healed. We speak the manifestation of that healing, O God. For your glory and for your glory alone. For those that are waiting, that have been praying for doors to open, we declare that God, doors are opening at their own accord. For you are the God who opens doors that no man can shut, O God. And we thank you, O God, that you are showing yourself mighty on their behalf. Where the others have said it is impossible, O God, you are indeed showing us, O God, that there is nothing that is impossible with you, and there is nothing that is hard for you to do, O God. We thank you, O God, for the elevation, for the enlargement, and for the increase that is coming upon their lives. For those that have been praying for breakthroughs, O God, show yourself, O God, to be the Baal Perazim, that you are the God of the breakthrough. Bring a breakthrough in their lives, O God. Make a way where there seemed to be no way. Break through every limitation. Break through every wall that has been imposed upon them, O God. May they indeed testify and walk in the fullness of the knowledge that indeed their God is the one who makes a way where there seemed to be no way. Even for those, O God, that are in the midst of a battle, that are in the midst of turmoil, we command your peace, O God, to move in their midst, your shalom to move in their midst, O God, that it surpasses all human understanding. In the midst of the storm, let your peace preserve them, O God. In the midst of the storm, O God, let your peace, O God, be the source of their strength. Let your peace, O God, be the source of their joy, to know that, O God, no matter what they are going through, they are not going through it on their own, but there is an ever-present help. There is an ever-present God who is walking them through the situation. And God, you have the power to deliver them from the storm. You have the power to sustain them through the storm. You have the power to command the storm to cease. You have the power to pull them, O God, from the storm. Whatsoever, God, you have ordained for them, O God, we stand on your word to say everything works together for the good for them that love you and are they are called according to your purposes, O God. Let the thing that you say your plans are going to work, O God, be worked in their midst, O God. And when they turn around and see what God has done, let their proclamation and their declaration be that this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our sight. Their homes, O God, we declare their epicenters of the blessings of God. Their homes, O God, are lights that are shining upon a hill. Their homes, O God, are places where people find hope and restoration. We pray that, O God, their houses are places where the word of God is forever exalted. Their names, O God, are highly regarded because of what you are doing in their midst, O God. We declare that abundance, O God, and overflow is the hallmark of their lives. Overflow in joy. Overflow in peace, overflow in wisdom, overflow in understanding, overflow in knowledge. Let that be the hallmark of their home. Overflow in resources, overflow, O God, overflow in every aspect of their lives, O God. May their very lives be a testimony and a testament of the goodness of the God that they serve. That, O God, in the midst of the midnight hour, they know that they can call upon your name, and God, you are in the midst thereof, writing a work of deliverance, writing a work of salvation, writing a work of victory on their behalf. We thank you, O God, that you do this, O God, because of your grace, because of your mercy, and because of your loving kindness. God, your word says your mercies are new every morning. They are new each day. Father, their homes are experiencing the great mercies of God. Their homes are experiencing the enabling and the empowering grace of God as you are moving in their midst. Let your anointing, O God, overflow in their homes. As your anointing is overflowing, O God, lives are being transformed, lives are being changed, bloodlines are being transformed, generations are being renewed, relationships, O God, are being restored. The hearts of the fathers are turning back to the sons, and the hearts of the sons are turning back to the fathers. Father, daughters and mothers are being reconciled. Mothers and sons are being reconciled because of the work you are doing in their midst. You are showing yourself, O God, to be indeed the God you declared to be, the I am that I am in their midst. We thank you, O God. We praise you that, God, you are never astounded by the things that happen in their lives, because you see all things, you know all things, and you understand all things. And Father, you declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We stand on that word, O God, to say whatsoever the enemy has conceived, whatever the enemy has birthed to bring destruction and death in their family, it will not prevail. Why? Because, God, you are their shield, you are their buckler, and you are their defender. You are the one who has set a hedge of protection around them, as you did for Job. We thank you, O God. We praise you, O God. We glorify and we exalt you, for you are the one whose word is uplifting them. You are the one whose word is upholding them, that the enemy will not cut their days short, O God, but it shall be as you did in the days of Peter, when you preserved him when the enemy thought he was going to take him out. God, you are still able. You are never changing, as you declared by the prophet Malachi, for you are God and you change not. You are still the same God who worked wonders, miracles, signs, O God, in the midst of Egypt, O God, as you were writing a work of deliverance, as you were breaking the reproach of the Egyptians over their lives. You are the same God who caused the Red Sea to part, O God. You are the same God who sustained them in the midst of the desert, O God. You surely will do the same for this families, O God, for your glory and for your glory alone. Let their names, God, be not brought to shame. Let their names, O God, be not brought to shame, because you are preserving them. As they call upon you, O God, let the joy of serving you, O God, be the hallmark of their lives. Your word says, O God, the joy of the Lord is their strength. Let them be strengthened, O God, in a mighty way, because your joy is forever multiplied in their midst, O God. The joy of knowing that the Lord is the cup of their inheritance. The joy of knowing that God is their portion. The joy of knowing that God is their ever-present help in the times of the storm. God, working in the revelation and the understanding that God is on their side. Let this be the source of joy that the enemy cannot take away, because no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance the enemy crafts, O God, your position as the joy and the joy giver will never change. Your position as God in the midst of it, O God, will not change. Therefore, they will always find strength, and they will always find joy from you, God. In the midst of the storm, they are holding on to you, God, for you are the anchor, that anchor, oh God, that holds in the midst of the storm, that they will not be tossed to and from, but they will stand on the firm foundation. They will stand on the rock that is Christ, and the word that you declared over their lives, oh God, will preserve them and sustain them through the storm. I thank you, oh God, for the the challenges that are coming in their lives. You said, oh God, the afflictions of the present moment are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall yet be revealed in them. I thank you, oh God, that whatever situation is coming is showing them that you are there. Whatever situation is coming, God, is showing them that they can trust in you, that they can put all their hope and their trust in God, because God is trustworthy. I thank you, oh God, that whatsoever the enemy has tried, oh God, it has indeed worked for their good, as you declared by your word. Whatever the enemy has desired to do, O God, it has established a closeness of their relationship with you, O God. They are trusting in you more and more, no matter what the enemy tries to do. I thank you, O God, for the heavens that are open over their lives, for the blessings of God, for the righteousness of God, for the joy of God that is reigning in their midst, O God. As your rains, O God, sweep over their lives, may fruitfulness and bountifulness, O God, be the hallmark of everything that they do. God, whatsoever they set their minds to do, O God, I declare in the name that is above any other name, but it will not fail, but it will succeed. Whatsoever they set their hands to do, O God, we declare success over it now in the name that is above any other name. Every endeavor that they desire to embark on, O God, revealed by your Spirit, prompted in them by your Spirit, O God, will not fail, but it will succeed. God, you are going to enlarge, you are going to increase, because your favor is going to be continually upon them, your hand upon their lives, you, O God, leading them and guiding them in paths of righteousness. We declare, O God, that they shall be made manifest as true ambassadors of the kingdom of God, walking not in their own strength nor in the way of the flesh, but walking in the strength and the might of their God, not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, O God. As you move in their lives, O God, you are settling, O God, things that need to be resolved from the days of old. God, covenants cut on their behalf by generations before to impose demonic curses in their lives, God, you are ratifying and annihilating them now in the name that is above and in other name. We thank you, O God, for demonic contracts that are being cancelled, for demonic covenants, O God, that are being revoked. We thank you and we praise you over their lives, O God. We thank you, Father, for the decrees of death you are cancelling right now. We give you praise and we give you glory for your name and for your name alone, O God. We praise you and we thank you, O God, for demonic judgments, O God, that are being reversed over their lives. We praise you, O God, for demonic yokes that are being destroyed over their lives. We praise you, O God, for generational curses that have met their end, because you have declared that the season of those curses are over. We praise you, O God, for the liberty and the freedom that you are releasing in their lives. God, you are removing every limitation that was imposed on them because of generational patterns of iniquity. You are breaking it, O God. We thank you for how you have turned the season, even in the midnight hour, how you have turned the season, O God, even in the midnight hour of their battle. We thank you, O God, that you are announcing a morning season. You are announcing the breaking of a new day, the breaking of a new dawn upon their lives, O God, that patterns of poverty are breaking, because God, you are moving in the midst, O God. Your word says you own a cattle on 1,000 hills. You say the silver is yours and the gold is yours. You are releasing, O God, the wealth of heaven upon their lives, O God, not just in material things, O God, but in every aspect of their lives. We thank you for how you are enlarging their economies, O God, economies of ideas, economies of revelations, economies of understanding, economies of knowledge, O God, that you are enlarging and imparting unto them, oh God. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom that you are releasing upon them, oh God. We thank you for the sound judgments that they are going to be able to make, because the spirit of wisdom is resting upon them, oh God. Like the wisdom that you gave Solomon, you are releasing upon them, oh God. As you are releasing wisdom, oh God, they are able to be able to discern, they are able to see, they are able to perceive, oh God. They are able to walk, oh God, in divine alignment with the instructions that have been given by heaven. God, as you gave Habakkuk that vision, you said, write the vision and make it plain so that whoever reads it shall run. God, let the visions you are releasing, oh God, and their lives be clear, that they know what is expected of them because of what God is revealing and what God is showing. Father, we ask, oh God, in their lives, for the anointing, oh God, of Issachar to rise, for them to be able to know, to be able to discern the seasons and the times, to be able to know what needs to be done in every season, to be able to know what needs to be done in this season of their lives. Father, we echo the words where you said, oh God, this is the time to seek the Lord, and we will not rest until he has reigned his righteousness over us. God, as you are calling them to the tent, oh God, as Issachar went into his tent, oh God, we say, let them enter into their tent now, and let them travail before God, and let God reveal. You said, God, ask me of things that are yet to come, and I will show you. We pray that, God, when they enter into their tents, their place of prayer, their secret chambers, their prayer closets, oh God, as they cry before you, you see the sincerity of their hearts, oh God, and you reveal them, oh God, things that are yet to come, not for them to rejoice that we have seen things that are not yet to come, but for them to attain the wisdom and be able to position themselves properly, oh God, in accordance to what you are about to do. We thank you, oh God, for the angels you are dispatching right now that are watching over them. We thank you, oh God, for Rabba Sarabahaya, Rebre Soko Rabba Shadarabandere Koro Sarabaha, Rebre Soko Rabba Shekiria Darabaha. God, as you did for Daniel when you sent an angel with the answers, oh God, let your angels be dispatched now, oh God, with the answers to their prayer, with the answer to their travail, with the answers to their intercession, oh. Mandiriako Sharabandiriako Bresiriandarabahaya, Keribro Sokura Bashanderia Bakadarabusha. You said, oh God, your angels are ministers unto the heirs of salvation. Let the angels go forth and minister unto your people. Somebody say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God declared that when Christ had prayed and fasted 40 days in the wilderness, the Bible says, after he had been tried, the angels ministered unto him. I pray that tonight, in the name that is above any other name, there is a season that God is ushering you into, and a season that God is ushering your family into, where angels are going to minister unto you. Somebody say hallelujah. You have been entertaining angels, and angels are about to entertain you. You have to understand, I have to say this disclaimer before I go forward. We do not worship angels, but we worship the one who has sent them, and his name is Yahweh. Karabandoro kurabashandara dabahaya, keriandora basandara bahaya. I pray that in the midst of your prayer, you are going to hear the voice of heaven. In the midst, oh rabashe ke dero kurabasana bahaya, rebronda bakadesi ki arabando kushiki arabahaya, edabaronde bresiki arabashe terakiria, mande brosso kuburonde bregianda rabashe. Rombre karande karabahaya, gerande brondore bekerianda rabasharabaha, ibrendere sokora bandigeri anavandere bokosheria, magara grombre serekianda rabaha. I need to tell somebody here, you have to understand, there is no respecter of persons with God. If God is saying he's sending angels to you, you with your answer. Don't look at yourself and say, who is me? Don't look at yourself and say, I am not worthy. I am not worthy of receiving what God is releasing, because there is no respecter of persons with God. As God visited Zechariah when it was his time to minister before God, he doubted what God was about to do, and God caused his mouth to be shut. That way he would not make a false confession that is contrary to what God is releasing. I pray that like now you will be like Mary when the angel comes and declares. You might say, what manner of greeting is this? But at the end of the day, your response shall be it done unto me according to thy word. Be it done unto me, O God, according to that which you have ordained. God, it doesn't matter where I'm coming from, O God, whether I'm coming from the north side, the east side, the west side, or the south side. It doesn't matter whether I was born on the right side of the track or the wrong side of the track. God, as you are stepping in, you are the one who qualifies me, not my genealogy, O God. You are the one who qualifies me out of your own sovereign counsel and will. You have chosen, O God, to me to be the carrier of the mystery that you are about to release, O God. Therefore, now we position ourselves, O God, as vice regents of the kingdom of heaven in the earth, O God. We position ourselves to receive what heaven is releasing, O God. You said, O God, the things you revealed to us, O God, shall be an inheritance to our children and our children's children. We declare, O God, every household represented here tonight, there is, O God, a valuable heritage. There is a valuable inheritance for their children and their children's children based on what you have revealed unto them, O God. You have revealed your true nature. You have revealed their true identity. You have revealed their calling. You have revealed their purpose, O God. You have revealed your plans concerning their families and concerning their sons and their daughters. You have revealed unto us their future. You have revealed unto us, O God, the works that they shall do. We thank you, O God, for that heritage and that inheritance that you have given, O God, to every home that is represented here tonight. That, God, that heritage will not fall to the ground, but they are going to walk in accordance. And that word you have declared over them, O God, shall not fail, but it shall come to pass as you have declared. We stand here, O God, not to prophesy or declare, but we stand here, O God, to say thank you. Thank you, O God, for what you have revealed. Thank you, O God, for what you are going to do. Thank you, O God, for where you are taking them into. Thank you, O God, for where you are going to place them. Thank you, O God, for all that you have done. O Rabashe, Keria Barando, Kurabazanderia Bakaraye, Kosharaba. We thank you, O God, for giving us the privilege and the grace to be able to see what is coming in the future, for us to set for the praise for that which is yet to come. God, you said by your word, O God, we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. And you said faith is the substance of things hoped for, O God, and the evidence of things not yet seen. We have seen the good things you have done in the lives of our children. We have seen the good things you have done in our bloodlines. We have seen the good things you have done in our posterity. We praise you, O God, and we glorify you for all the marvelous and wondrous things you have done. Surely, O God, surely, O God, you have outdone your word. You said you do exceedingly abundantly, O God, above all that we could ever ask or think. You have blessed our sons and our daughters mightily. You have made them mighty in the earth. You have anointed them, O God, called them to a higher purpose and a higher plan. You are mighty indeed, O God. You are mighty indeed, O God. This, O God, we could not do by ourselves, but by the hand of the Almighty God, it has been done. Our children are saved. Our children are delivered. Our children are sanctified. Our children are empowered. Our children walk in the grace and the favor of God all their days. Oh, we thank you, O God. We praise you, O God, that God, that our children, O God, will not suffer lack for anything, because God, you have shown yourself to be Jehovah Jireh. You have shown yourself to be the provider. You have shown yourself to be the good father. Father, you have shown yourself to be the protector. You have shown yourself to be the enlarger. You have shown yourself to be the God that you are. We thank you, O God. We see them in the future living in houses that they did not build because God has blessed their heritage. We thank you, O God. We praise you, O God, for the businesses you are releasing into their hands, for the spirit of creativity, O God, that rests upon them, for the wisdom that we see that is upon them, O God. We praise you for the revelational insight that is operating in their lives, for the spirit of obedience that is upon them, O God. We glorify you. We exalt you, O God, for the hearts of flesh that you have placed upon them, O God, for your laws that you have written in the tablets of their hearts, O God, that they will not depart from the ways you have laid out for them. We thank you, O God, for causing them to walk in paths of righteousness all their days. We praise you, O God, for always going before them to make the crooked places straight, to bring down the mountains and to raise up the valleys. We thank you, O God, for the mighty anointing, for the mighty gifts, for the mighty mantles that you have placed upon their lives, O God. We thank you. We see it, O God, in the future, and we rejoice. We thank you, God, for the platforms you have opened for them. We thank you, God, for the doors you have opened for them. We thank you, O God, for the opportunities, for the blessings you have rested upon them, O God. We thank you and we praise you because you are an almighty God. This you have done, O God. This you have done. This you have done, O God, for your name's sake. This you have done. We praise you. We glorify you, O God. From where we stand, O God, there is no praise, O God, that is worthy of all that you have done. But all we can say, O God, is our generation. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God, for staying true to the word that your servant David declared. I've been young, now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg for bread. We thank you, O God, for ensuring that our seed does not beg bread. We thank you, O God, for ensuring that our seed walks uprightly before you. We thank you, O God, for making sure that our prayers concerning them have prevailed. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Thank you for establishing their homes as homes of righteousness. Thank you, O God, for establishing their homes as refugees, O God, for some that needs a place to dwell, for some that need a place to be restored. We thank you, we praise you, because God, this you have done, not by might nor by power, but God, only by your spirit. We thank you and we praise you for the future that is secure. We thank you, O God, for the days that are yet to come, that you've already have in the palm of your hands, and you've already ordained to do good and mighty things in their lives. We thank you for the Daniels that are rising up in their generation. We thank you, O God, for the pastors we see, for the prophets we see, for the apostles we see. We give you praise, O God. We give you glory. If you could see the mightiness and the greatness of your sons and your daughters, you would thank God. If you could see what your grandchildren are going to be doing in the earth for God, you will bless the Lord with all your might and with all your strength, because God is going to use them mightily. All this I say to let you know that your prayers are not in vain. Your decrees are not in vain. Your declarations are not in vain. Your prophetic words are not in vain. God is going to use those things to preserve your sons and your daughters. God is going to use in the name that is above any other name. I want to say something before we make a transition. And this is what I want to say. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Even your sons and your daughters are going to thank God for you. Why? Because you decided to take a stand in your generation. And because you made a choice to take a stand in your generation, it has altered the course of your children's and your children's children. They will thank God for the stand that you took. They will thank God for the prayers you prayed. They will thank God for the seeds that you have sown, because there is going to be a bountiful harvest in the days to come, because God is going to honor your prayer. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to give you a precedence, because usually when you begin to pray in such a manner, we have to give you a precedence so you know that what we are declaring and what we are releasing is biblical. You have to understand that when you look at all the kings that are coming, subsequent kings coming after David, the word of the Lord always says they did that which was right in the sight of God, and they walked in the way of their father David. Anybody hearing me? They walked uprightly before God. They did things in accordance with the way of their father David. May that be the declaration that God will make over your sons and daughters, to say they walked uprightly before God, and they walked in the way of their fathers. They walked in the way of their mother. They walked in the way of a vessel that God has chosen to be the whole caravan, to be the one who say, I will lift up the gates in my bloodline. I will lift up the gates in my children and my children's children, that the King of Glory may enter in. And the King of Glory has found a dwelling place in the midst of your sons and your daughters. The Lord of Glory has found a dwelling place in their hearts. The Lord of Glory has found a place to abide, and His presence is there with your sons and your daughters, all because you made a decision when you said, as for me in my house, we will worship the Lord. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you, because great things are going to happen long after you are gone because of the prayers you are praying right now. Your obedience to Christ and your obedience to the laws and the commandments of God is opening mighty ways for your sons and your daughters. You may never hear them say thank you, but mark my words, a day is coming when they're going to look back and say, I thank God for Grandma, who was there and made a decision to serve God. Therefore now I walk in the fullness of the divine calling that God has upon my life because of their prayers. So don't give up. Don't be weary in well-doing, but keep on doing that which you do that is upright before God. It is not only for you, but it is for your children, their children, and their children's children. Your prayers are not in vain, because God is seeing everything, and He's bringing them as a for a memorial before Him, and God will invade your bloodline. And I'm telling you, your bloodline will never be the same, because you have made a decision to pray. Your bloodline will never be the same, because your God is with you, and your God is causing you to pray your future, to pray into your future. Your future goes beyond you. Your future also includes the futures of your sons and your daughters. The word of the Lord says that when Abraham gave a tithe to Melchizedek, even Levi, who was in his loins, that's 400 years removed, almost 70 years removed, Levi, in the loins of Abraham, also gave a tithe at that moment. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God for you and for what you're doing. Do not grow weary, but stand steadfast in the name of the Lord and trust in His word. And God is going to preserve your sons and your daughters, because you are setting the way in the name of Jesus. Now I thank you. I thank God for the churches that you belong to, for the houses that you attend as you worship. I thank God for the shepherds that have been given charge over you. I thank God for what He is doing in them and through them. Our God is preserving them in integrity. Our God is causing them to walk in greater dimensions of anointing. Our God is causing them to walk in greater dimensions of revelation. How God is pouring out on them a greater measure of the spirit of wisdom. How God continually is working on their hearts to make them fathers that are worthy to be shepherds over you. I thank God for their travail, as they travail for Christ to be fully formed in you. I thank God for the vision that He is giving them concerning the ministry that you attend. They are shaping it not according to their own designs, but they are shaping it according to the designs that God has given. I speak not only of the settlement over your house where you worship, but I speak to every member of staff. I speak to every staff pastor that is there, that they are doing the work that God has ordained for them to do, that God is anointing them, He is empowering them, He is enlarging them, as they pursue the vision that has been set before them. I pray for every church member who was a part of that ministry. May their agenda be that thy kingdom come and thy will be done. For those that are in ministration, that minister in worship, that minister in prayer, that minister in whatsoever capacity, the greeters and the ushers in your church, may the spirit of excellence come upon them in a mighty way. May they be gatekeepers that are worthy to be gatekeepers of the house of God. That when people walk in, may the atmosphere be so pregnant with expectation. May the atmosphere be so pregnant with revelation that people's lives are going to be changed. May they be an outbreak of the supernatural in your midst. May you see demonic spirits manifesting and people being delivered, people being set free. They walk in one way and they walk out in a different way. May they experience the liberty that is in Christ. May they experience the liberty that is in Christ. May God watch over every home that is a part of the ministry that you belong to. May God empower those homes to do great and mighty things for God. May the resources come into their homes because God is about to enlarge the work in their ministries. Father, where there has been barrenness in their lives or barrenness in the ministries, where there has been barrenness, oh God, I command fruitfulness now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Where there have been discords, oh God, I speak unity and I speak the peace of God in their midst. I thank you, oh God. Father, where there has been discouragement in ministry, I pray for a freshness to come. I pray, oh God, for a fresh word, for a fresh breath to come, that the light, the people will be restored, that they will not give and give up serving the God that has been true and worthy unto them all their days. I thank you, oh God. I praise you. I pray even for the finances of the ministry that they represent, oh God. Pour the finances, O God, without measure, that they are able to accomplish the assignment on the sides of the cities that you have placed them. And Father, we call the different assemblies. They may be in the same city, O God, but they have been following diverse visions. Bring them together, O God, to know that the vision that is worthy following is Christ and Christ alone. He exalted. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. Every city, every church in that city, every church in that neighborhood, may they be joined together in lifting up Christ, that many may be drawn to him. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, we declare and we decree that the visions of ministry that have been lying dormant are being resurrected now. They are being raised up now to come in fullness, to come in the fullness of what God has ordained. Every prophetic word declared over those ministries, O God, that came from you, we command it now into manifestation. For it is the season for its manifestation, for your praise, O God, and for your glory alone. And Father, as you begin to do this thing in the houses, individuals are going to begin experiencing breakthroughs. They're going to begin experiencing enlargement. They're going to begin experiencing elevations. They're going to begin seeing the increase of a level of anointing in their lives. Greater revelation and greater capacity is coming, because as you are doing in the house, you are also going to do in their individual lives. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we're praying that, I just saw a lady walking in. She's dressed in a new garment, and the Lord is just saying, there is a church that's about, that's on somebody on this prayer line, the church that you belong to is about to go through a new redressing. That's what I want to call it. I want to call it redressing. God is about to change the outlook of the ministry. God is about to bring in a new dimension of anointing over that ministry that you have never seen before, that you have never heard before, because God is saying, for I do a new thing in the midst of the congregation in the name of Jesus. I saw her walking in. She's carrying flowers. There's a smile on her face, and she's saying, God has restored and God has renewed and God has revived. That ministry is going to a new place now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I saw the lady, she's walking on her own, and she's walking in her strength because God has empowered her to walk in the name of Jesus. That means if the ministry was about to die, there's new life coming. If the ministry was on the outcast, God is about to bring you back into the fold in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. There's going to be a proper covering. There's going to be a proper covering of that ministry over that church because of what God is about to do in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for the angel that he has given charge over the church. I thank God for the angel that he has given charge over that church. I see him over that church. I see him close the platform and he has a trumpet in his hand. He is going to be sounding the trumpet. And as the trumpet begins to sound, there are miraculous healings that are going to take place. Miraculous healings are going to take place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It has entered into a new dimension, that ministry, that church. I wish the Lord had shown me exactly where it is, but he hasn't shown me. Great things are coming. And the Lord just says, rejoice, for you will see it. Rejoice, for you will see it. I thank you, O God, for the dawning of the new day that you have released upon that ministry, as only you, O God, can. Nobody else, but only God can. That means God has blessed you individually, and God has blessed your home, and that blessing is moving. It's going to be upon the church. See, what happens is God is going to begin blessing the church. And the blessing is overflowing all the way into your home, into your children, every aspect of your family. Psalm 138, verse 8 says, God will perfect that which concerns thee. So God is perfecting you. God is perfecting your family. And God is perfecting the ministry that you belong to. Because you are about these. God is about to feed you in a different way. That is why he is restructuring things in the midst of your church. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, and I praise you for all that you have done. All that you have done. Now, when God is doing a work such as this, sometimes we do not see exactly what God is doing. I'm not making excuses, but sometimes we don't see exactly what God is doing, but there is going to be a manifestation exactly. So you know that this is the Lord's doing. So there's going to be a manifestation just to affirm that indeed this is the Lord's doing. So I say to you, rejoice, 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 because you have heard before you have seen. You have believed because you have heard. May God now empower you to be able to see what you have believed. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, God is an awesome God in every way. Whether it's high tide or low tide, whether it's the rising of a sun or is the going down the sun of a sun, God is awesome in all his ways. God is awesome in all his ways. God is forever at peace. I want to say that again. God is forever at peace. That means there is no storms that can unsettle your God. There are no storms that can unsettle your God. So whatever storm you're going through right now, God is able. God is able. God is able. I thank you, O God, for the people that have made a decision that we will serve our God. I thank you for the great and mighty things that you are doing. You, O God, have done excellently and marvelously in their midst. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, O God, we declare that you are mighty, great and glorious in everything that you do. Somebody say amen.
I want to read for you a verse here, and I'll be done just now. I want to read a verse here for you, and I'm reading from the King James Version. King James Version. I want to read Psalm 27. Psalm 27. This is from the New King James Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you say, seek my face, my heart say to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have been lost unless I had believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I want to read this again. Verse number 1 to verse number 3. Verse number 1 to verse number 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this will I be confident. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. One more verse before we let you go for tonight. One more verse. Numbers chapter number 6. Numbers chapter number 6, verse number 24 to verse number 26 from the New King James Version. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.